Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton, home of the Royals, home of the Chiefs, right here, 96.5 The Fan. Of course, Carrington Harrison down at Churchill Downs. See his picture all over X and Instagram as far as what he's wearing. Dude dressed up nice. People are wondering what Carrington would wear down there. Dude looks like he fits right in, man. He's got two hats, straw hat for today, fedora for tomorrow. That's what he's got going on right there. So I'm watching the NHL playoffs last night. Rob, you watch any of the playoffs in the NBA or NHL?
I'm watching the basketball. I'm not really watching the hockey.
There's been some blowouts in the NBA. We've seen two, 50-point wins?
I mean, the Heat basically quit, but yes, we've seen some big ones.
Yes, they did quit, but we've seen some big wins in the NBA. NHL's been a lot of fun. I love watching the NHL playoffs. So I'm sitting there last night, and I have Minnesota on and Vegas. Vegas was up 3-1. Well, they were up 2-1. Then they go up 3-1. About 4 minutes left in the game, and they're panning the crowd and they're showing all these people in jerseys, Minnesota Wild jerseys, standing up and leaving. It's like, what are you doing, man? This is way too early to leave in hockey. The way it is now, you can see goals real quick. Then 18 seconds later, boom, Minnesota scores and makes it 3-2. Well, they're already on the concourse when they hear that, or hopefully they're still in the building and come back to their seats. But they were leaving. And they didn't end up winning. Vegas ended up winning the game, but they still had a chance. They had a chance to tie it and send that to overtime really quickly. I mean, they were firing shots away left and right, and Vegas was defending them and getting them. But it could have tied the game up. And I'm like, all this money you're spending to go to the NHL playoffs, that's your team. Do you really want to be the guy that leaves the game when your team is still playing? Because there's been plenty of people that have left games in Kansas City and went for Kansas City to come back and win. I can tell you, when they were down 24-0 in Mahomes' first year as a starter to the Houston Texans, people are freaking out going, oh, no. No, his second year, down 24-9 to the Texans. People are like, oh, down 24 points, they're not going to come back and win. And they come back and win by 20 points in that game. It's crazy, 52-32, something like that. But they left the game. But if you pay the money, aren't you sitting there watching your team till the end? I mean, it could be the finale. It could be the last time you're seeing that team this year. Guys retire after they get traded, they move away. Your last time seeing the team. I just can't imagine spending that kind of money, buying the jersey, rocking the jersey, having primo seats, and leaving with 4 minutes left, and your team's still, quote, in the game. And like I said, they scored with 18 seconds left, making it 3-2, meaning they had more shots to come back and win the game. It's not about the Minnesota Wild. It's not about the Vegas Golden Knights. It's not about any of those teams. It's about if you spend the money, you actually leaving the game if you spent the hard-earned money to go. Now, you can do whatever you want. You bought the tickets. You spent the money. You can do what you want. It's your choice. But is that really what you want to do if you have the jersey, call yourself the ultimate fan to go leaving the game at the end? I mean, I know they have the right to do this, Rob, but does it seem a little crazy when you see it?
I've left games early. I'm not going to disparage fans. Now, I have a rule about when I leave games. Like, it has to be, you know, a foregone conclusion my team is losing. Like, my general rule of thumb is the score difference larger than the time. That's my general rule of thumb for when I leave a game. So, like, for that Chiefs-Texans game, now, I did not go to that game, but I'll use it as an analogy. There was more than 24 minutes of football left on the clock I don't care if 24-0. I'm not leaving yet. But, like, I've been at Royals games where it's the bottom of the seventh. The Royals are down 8-1. Well, there's what? Seven outs. There's nine outs left. They're down by seven. Okay, once the bottom of the seventh is over and they got six outs left, they're down by seven. That's when I'm leaving. So that's my rule of thumb is that.
I think the wild card game is a perfect example. That Royals and A's.
I also think playoff games change the calculus. Because, like, regular season game, okay, my team's getting beat. I'll walk out. But, like, I'm not going to disparage fans too much. I just have my rule of thumb is the score difference larger than the amount of time or outs left in the game. And if that's the case, I will stick it out. But if that number swings the opposite way, like I'm not sticking out a Royals game when it's 13-1 in the bottom of the fifth, you're getting killed. I'm going home. I'm done. Like I don't need to see this anymore. Playoff games change the calculus because of pricing and, you know, rarity, but I will leave games no problem.
Yeah, because it was early in the second quarter. It was 10:54 left of that second quarter. It was Mahomes' 2019 playoffs. They were down 24-0 quickly. Then they came storming right back. I'm sure there are some people who left that game. You'll never admit to leaving that game. Just like the wild card game. People are like, good season for the Royals. So much was hinging on that game against the A's in the wild card because they had pushed all in. The A's had pushed. Billy Beane had pushed all in that year.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.